Hello, Mixed Nut Cases and Dog Days of Podcasting listeners. This is Nuke Joss, and you're listening to Nutty Bites. And you may be wondering, hey, that's strange. This is coming out a little later than normally this year, and that's because I didn't record last night. And the reason I didn't record last night is because I didn't record last night. This was part of my master plan, which is why I've been recording all the episodes the night before, so that in case I just didn't feel like recording an episode, I could always just record it the next day when it was actually supposed to air. My plan has worked perfectly. Today, one of the things that I did do yesterday is I finally finished watching Doom Patrol, which, in the States, I think Titans and Doom Patrol are all on DC Universe. And in Canada, Titans is on Netflix and Doom Patrol is on Crave. So they've really split things up. It's a little odd. That's going to be strange, for people that maybe aren't as in touch with people in the US, so they don't realize that both shows are connected. I don't know. I don't know what it's like for original airing, because I think that these aired, did they air originally? I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't have TV signal, so I can't tell, but I did enjoy Doom Patrol. A good friend of mine, Jake, he kept telling me you need to watch Doom Patrol. Jake is also the fellow that told me to watch Lucifer. So while he seems to be right on TV shows, he did also get me to watch Wanted, which, sorry, Jake, I'm calling you out again. That was a terrible movie. But Doom Patrol, I really enjoyed. There was something, I know personally I was drawn to it because Brandon Fraser plays the Robot Man, and I love Brandon Fraser. I grew up watching his movies and I always loved his performances. I mean, I think that he is a genuinely really amazing actor, that because he often did comedy at the same time as he'd do these really serious roles, I don't think that people gave him the credit that he deserved when it came to acting. So there was something about him that I always enjoyed. I read this GQ article about him over the past year, why he's not really in Hollywood anymore and what his life has become. It's not like, I don't want to say that, make it seem like he's fallen down a disaster place. Bad things did happen to him in Hollywood. I'm not going to go into that here. But I do think it's worth reading about, and it gives you a perspective on things in Hollywood and how basically people get taken advantage of. And so sadly, he had really messed up his back working on The Mummy, and he had some people take advantage of him and do inappropriate things to him, and which were unrelated to the back thing. But he has focused on his children, and one of his sons has autism, and it was really, really refreshing to see. I do remember a couple of years ago, some pictures of him surfaced and people were like, oh my gosh, look what he looks like now. And it's like, yes, he looks like a middle-aged man, you know, who's not working out in the gym 5 hours a day. Congratulations, people get older. What are people's problems? Like, I hate that. I really hate that. You'll never guess what so-and-so celebrity looks like now. They used to be. Shut up. Everybody is really just way too harsh. And this is the kind of thing that hurts people, especially because when you maybe resemble the body that people are saying, oh, they look awful now. And it's like, oh, yay, thank you. I knew that when they were in movies, I could never attain to that. And now you're telling me that I should, I am hideous. So screw you. I hate all of that. And I think that needs to go away. We need to stop judging people based on their appearances. The only thing you can tell about somebody from how they look is how they look. So just shut it. It's a little button trigger. Anyway, I really like Brandon Fraser. So I said, yeah, I'm in. Let's watch Doom Patrol. Tech was not in because he says the robot looks stupid. I just can't get into it. And that's fine. So I got into it. And then the actress that plays Jane did not realize she was in this. She's in Orange is the New Black. And she gets to really stretch her acting chops here. And that was really wild to see. You've got Timothy Dalton, and then the actress that plays Rita, I know her from what's that movie, that show, Drop Dead Diva. It was really nice to see her do a little bit of a different character there, especially because the character from Drop Dead Diva was such a positive and bright character, and Rita is very depressed and troubled. But Doom Patrol, to me, this is the comic where all the weird out there, off the wall things are going to be put. And in the show, they play it up. They really do. So slight spoiler alert, but you find out in the first 5 seconds. Yeah. So the main villain, or one of the big villains, is played by Alan Tudyk, who does a fantastic job. He's so good. I love him as a villain. You know, if you liked him as Alpha, you're going to like him even more as Mr. Nobody. But, you know, they've got just really off the wall concepts. And this is kind of neat to have been able to see Danny the Street, you know, in a live action series, and just everything that Danny the Street is, which is just a wild concept, but that I haven't read too many comic books about, but I have known about. I've seen references to Danny the Street, and Doom Patrol really gets to explore that character. So that was really exciting. You get, I think it's like 15 episodes. So it's a pretty chunky season for one of these streaming services. And because it's a streaming service, they are 1 hour episodes. There's no fluff. There's no like commercial breaks. There's no, any of that. It is 1 hour. So if you're scheduling your time, I really enjoyed it. It was really wild because you kept getting flashbacks. I love flashbacks. Done well. You keep getting all of these flashbacks to these different characters, and you really get to understand them and care about them. And I'm in. I can't wait for season 2. I think that it is going to be very exciting. This is definitely going to be on my to watch list. And it's another reason why I am happy that I am paying for Crave. So we are going to pair this with some Indian food, because apparently yesterday was the Indian food day. But Tech and I, we went, he got to come home early, and we went out for a late lunch, and we went to this place that I had read about that apparently is one of the best kept secrets in Kingston, which is a place called Limestone Kebab. They actually have 2 locations. We went in. And it's Afghani style, and oh my goodness, it was so good. The best part about this for me was I finally got the opportunity to introduce Tech to falafel. And listeners who are longtime listeners of Nutty Bites know that Tech considers himself a meatitarian. He does not really like vegetables, and yet if we go for like Indian or something, something with those really rich sauces, he finds himself eating vegetables because he doesn't even realize that they're in there, because it's all just, sauce delivery vehicles. I had a feeling he would like falafel though. But if I knew if I said, "Hey, would you like to try this fried chickpea thing?" He would be like, "No, I am not interested in that at all." So I ordered the falafel appetizer, and I told him, "You should just try a little bit of this. Just try half, see if you like it." And he tried it, and he said, "Wow, that is really good." He's not too keen in the yogurt sauces, but he ended up dipping it into his chutney, and he was like, "Oh, that's even better. Oh my gosh." Me, I was dipping it into the hummus. I was dipping it into the chutney. I love falafel, and it was really, really good falafel. That's the other thing. I never wanted to introduce him to falafel until I knew that it was really good falafel. If you introduce somebody to a new food and it is subpar, they end up creating their idea on that food based on that first interaction. So if it's not good, they're never going to give it another chance. Even if they try a better version, they're going to say, "Oh yeah, I can see that's better, but I still don't like it," because that first impression kind of sticks around. So I really wanted to make sure that this was good. This is the reason why I haven't had fiddleheads yet, because every time I had the opportunity, they weren't fresh, and everyone said, no, don't try them if they're not fresh, which I am glad. So he liked the falafel. I was really excited. We both had kebabs, and he had the full rice dish. I had mine with a salad. it was so very yummy. And I filled up so much. I had, what was it? Tandoori chicken kebabs. And I had this, this beef kebab that they had like marinated all day. It was awesome. And then later on that night, I had made tandoori chicken, which is, it's not really tandoori chicken. It's chicken cooked in a tandoori sauce, which, you know, is not that great. I mean, it's not authentic. I do not have a tandoor, but I do love those flavors. So Doom Patrol with some kebabs because it's great for on the go and because that's what I happen to have eaten yesterday.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-NUTTY42.